couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back with another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Guy DiPlacido, and the Celtics win their 11th straight game. This time, the final score, 140-88 against the Golden State Warriors. Yes, a 52-point victory. This is the third time the Celtics have won by 50-plus points in a game this season, which is the first time that has ever been done in NBA history. This is also the second largest scoring differential in Celtics history. Actually, third largest in franchise history. 52 points. 44-point halftime lead is also the largest halftime lead in franchise history. This game was absolutely insane to watch. And it is exactly what you want, because the amount of times that you have seen the Warriors come in and do incredible things against us, especially after that, you know, NBA Finals loss, right? This is the game that you want. This is the kind of mental roadblock that you need to get over. And not only did they get over it, they drove a monster truck over it and just absolutely crushed it in the process. Unbelievable game. Obviously, zero negatives to talk about in this game. So we're going to dive into it, same as we did last game. Run through player of the game, run through starters, run through some of the bench guys, and we'll wrap up. Probably be a pretty quick podcast here. But Jason Tatum's birthday is today. It's his 26th birthday, so it is only fitting that he is one of two player of the games. Because I think this was one of those games where you just need two players of the game. So Jason Tatum is one of them, but I'm going to get started here with Jaylen Brown, just as the Celtics did today as well. Jaylen Brown absolutely torched the Warriors to start. He was the guy that got everything started. I don't know what the Warriors' game plan was coming into today's game, but early on, Draymond Green gave Jaylen Brown three wide open shots. And it led to a lot of really easy points to start this game. Like, I don't know what they thought was going to happen in this scenario. JB averages, I don't know, like 27 points a game, three-time All-Star, unbelievable offensive mind. And they were just going out, giving him wide open shots. And he was up to 8 points in the first 3 minutes on 60% from the field. They kind of tightened up a little bit, but not much. And it led to an absolute monster first quarter for JB. And he had 19 points after the first, 19 points in the first quarter. It was just ridiculous. It didn't make too much. It didn't make sense. Like, why on earth would any team let one of the most gifted offensive scorers in today's game just have wide open shot after wide open shot? Made no sense at all. However, thank you, Golden State, for giving Jaylen Brown the easiest 29-point game of his career, probably. He ended this game 29 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal in only 22 minutes. This was a game that by the 7-minute mark in the third quarter, every single starter came off the floor and did not play again. It was garbage time for over a quarter and a half, which is absolutely insane to say. But Jaylen Brown, super efficient in this one. 11 of 19 from the field, love to see it. 5 of 10 from 3, love to see it. So this is just one of those games. You just sit back and enjoy just an absolute thrashing. Obviously, the offensive numbers are great, right? One of the things that I loved most about this game was the defensive intensity. Steph Curry, one of the best shooters in NBA history, if not the best shooter in NBA history, scored 4 points in this game, 17 minutes. The Celtics, and again, he didn't play at all in the second half because the Celtics were already up by 44 points. It didn't make sense for him to play. They held him to 0 for 9 from 3. Jaylen Brown was a huge part of that. So was Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown, defensively tonight, was incredible. And honestly, it doesn't stop with him. Every single person in the starting five was incredible defensively as well. But Jaylen Brown, couple possessions, locked Curry's ass up. And including one of the plays, forced him into a backcourt violation. You never see those kind of mental mistakes from Steph Curry. Jaylen Brown was all up in his grill and forcing him to do anything, do everything, right? Jaylen Brown, truly incredible game, both sides of the ball. So while Jaylen Brown absolutely started this game off scorching hot with his 19 points, other player of the game, Mr. Happy Birthday Man himself, Jason Tatum, comes out and scores 20 points in the second quarter. I had 22 points at halftime. So Jason Tatum, again, unbelievable performance from him as well. 27 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, a block on absolutely insanely efficient numbers. These are like Kristaps Porzingis efficient numbers. 9 for 13 from the field. He scored 27 points on 13 shot attempts. 4 of 5 from 3, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Ridiculously efficient, right? That was the story of this night. You had Jaylen Brown go off for 19 points in the first, and then you had Jason Tatum carry it up with a 20-point second quarter. And that, all in all, led to a 44-point halftime lead. And the Celtics never really let up. Really solid overall game. There was a point in this game, actually at halftime, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown had outscored the entire Golden State Warriors. I believe it was 47 to 38 at halftime. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown against the Warriors. Just them two outscored the entire Warriors team. Really, really impressive performance today. But you couldn't have done it without Al Horford, Jrue Holiday, Derek White. All three of them, really good games in this one. We'll start with Derek White, who I thought was absolutely incredible. But 14 points, 3 rebounds, 8 assists, and a steal. 5 of 6 from the field, 4 of 5 from 3, right? Just truly incredible numbers. Jrue Holiday, 7 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Again, only 26 minutes. Al Horford, only 21 minutes. 7 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, right? All of these guys. This is one of those games where you've got Jrue Holiday leading the starters in minutes with 26. Every single other person around 20, right? Incredible, incredible numbers. This is where you want to see them continue to just put their foot on their throat and make sure our starters get some rest. That is exactly what the Celtics did. Unbelievable game, especially from our starters. But the reason that this game was a 52-point victory is because the bench went in there and took care of business. You know, there was a 51-point lead with 7:16 left in the third. So, again, it's not like the Celtics bench absolutely went out and dominated. However, they outscored the Warriors by 1 in the remaining quarter and a half. Not a huge deal, right? However, it is important for this bench. Right. And I want to talk about some of the bench minutes here, some of the bench players. Before we dive into all of that, though, do want to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality. Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most.
Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today and let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance. Hey, Boston Celtics fans, are you ready to experience the thrill of an epic game at the TD Garden? Look no further than SeatGeek, your go-to source for the best Celtics tickets in town. With SeatGeek, finding the perfect seats to catch all the Celtics action has never been easier. From courtside to the nosebleeds, they've got it all, and they've got it at the best prices. Plus, they even rate every deal on a scale of 1 to 10 to help you find the best value. But here's the deal. When you use the special promo code VSN, you'll get an exclusive discount. So why pay more when you can use VSN and save on your Boston Celtics tickets?
All right, so I want to dive into the starters here. You kind of need to start with Peyton Pritchard. 19 points in this game, 27 minutes. He actually led the team in minutes. Ridiculously efficient as well. It's pretty much the story of this game, right? 19 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals on 8 of 12 from the field, 3 of 5 from 3. Peyton Pritchard, over the last, I think they said 5 games, has been averaging 10 points. Came in with 19 tonight. That number is going up, obviously, right? Peyton Pritchard's been playing really good basketball, and this is kind of where you want to see him continue to peak, continue to get in rhythm with these guys. Obviously, this was, you know, garbage time for both teams for the majority of the second half, but Peyton Pritchard was out there doing this against the starters. Like, he had a couple of great defensive plays in that first half. Peyton Pritchard, I have just been impressed with. Does he have shortcomings? Absolutely. He's not a perfect player by any means. But offensively, if you watch the rest of this bench unit, if you watch the minutes that you're getting from everybody else, and honestly, I thought everybody on the bench was actually good in this game, including Svi, who I never give credit to. I thought every single bench player played a really solid game overall, right? Peyton Pritchard's the only one that really goes out there and can run an offense. And he does it well. Like, there were points in the first half where he was just going 100 miles an hour, sprinting up the floor, creating opportunities for him and for the rest of the guys on the team, right? The Warriors couldn't match his pace. He was pushing it constantly. And that is his role. That is the role that Joe Mazzulla has given him. That is the role that he has thrived in, especially as of late. But really good performance from him. The guy that I was, I guess, most happy seeing in this one was Xavier Tillman, though. 7 points, 4 rebounds, and a steal. However, one of the things that we saw today, I talked a little bit about his defense last game, his ability to defend out to the perimeter. I talked about his passing. One of the things that we saw today that we didn't see last game, he was 1 for 2 from 3. Took 2 threes. Both of them just fluid, drained the first one. So Xavier Tillman showing a little bit more. I love his game. Defensively, the guy is fantastic. But again, offensively, he has the ability to move the ball, and the three-point shot looks fluid. He looks comfortable taking it. And that's the type of thing that you need from another backup big. He has the ability to go in there and play a four, which is great, right? We saw him and Al Horford kind of play off each other last game. We also saw Tillman and Cornette today, right? It's not a lineup I think they're going to go to a lot, but Tillman gives you the ability to play small ball five, but he also gives you the ability to play double big, and you still have someone that can stretch the floor. So great overall minutes from Tillman in this one. Like, really, really solid minutes. Sam Hauser, I thought, was solid overall. 12 points, 5 rebounds, had a block in this game. 4 of 9 from 3, solid, right? Defensively, again, just moving his feet so well, so well. The part of this game that is just a lot of people are going to overlook because, and honestly, rightfully so, the offense was ridiculous tonight, right? Celtics scored 140 points. On 55% from the field, 51% from three, and had 35 assists. So offensively, this game was absolutely through the roof. It looked like an all-star game, right? The Celtics were just toying with the Warriors. But the part of this game that a lot of people are going to go, it's going to go under noticed, is the defensive intensity the Celtics played with today. Obviously, you know what you're getting from your starters, right? Jaylen Brown, unbelievable individual defender. Derek White, Drew Holiday, unbelievable team and individual defenders. Al Horford, rock solid. Jason Tatum, absolutely excellent independent defender as well. All of these guys are capable of playing in an all-defense level, right? But it's guys like Sam Hauser that it's guys like Peyton Pritchard, frankly, right? Both of those guys have the ability to go in and not in an all-bench unit, right? Go out and just lock guys up, but go in with other starters that are great team defenders. Sam Hauser goes in, moves his feet. Peyton Pritchard, couple of timely doubles, and it led to the two steals, right? Peyton Pritchard, Sam Hauser are not really, they are the weak link, right? Or the weaker link if you're looking at the rest of the lineup that the Celtics are rolling out on in most scenarios, right? But they play the defense that they need to play, right? Peyton Pritchard, because he's so wiry and fast, knows that he can come out, have timely double teams, force the guy to either kick the ball back out and still be able to rotate over to his guy. He can do that. Sam Hauser is staying in front of guys. That's all you need to do. Force them into tough shots, right? And that's what they're doing over and over again. And that's what they've done a lot of this season. And it is just beautiful basketball. Really impressed with both of them in this one. O'Shea Brissett, solid night. 6 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, a block. Again, defensively, unbelievable. Svi, honestly, solid minutes. I'll take it. In 19 minutes, 3 of 8 from the field, 2 for 6 from three. 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal. Solid overall. It's not something I'm going to expect from him. I still think he's like a 14th man on this roster, on this particular roster. I think Jaden Springer might be the only one that is behind him at this point. I think it's very apparent who your top six are, right? Al Horford being that 6th man. Sam Hauser, Peyton Pritchard, right there at 7 and 8. But then right now, you've got a pretty good rotation with Cornette and Tillman. I think we've seen Cornette play all season long, right? He is very clearly that 9 guy. Tillman, 10, you can interchange both of those. But then you've got Brissett that's coming right behind him, right? Outside of that, I mean, you've got, I mean, Svi and Jaden Springer are probably not going to be huge additions for the postseason, right? O'Shea Brissett, probably not going to do much in the playoffs either, right? But the Celtics have a lot of depth on this roster. And it starts with having the best top 6 in the NBA by far, right? It is just beautiful basketball. And that's what we're lucky enough to watch at this point. There are people that still doubt this team. And obviously, they have not won, but this team is different than any team that we've seen over the last 4 years, right? Every year where they've gotten so close, they have had a legitimate weakness. And I don't see it this year. Like, there are games where they do not play perfect. Like, they have 12 losses, right? There have been 12 games this season where they didn't play that great. But their winning percentage is just absolutely insane at this point in the season. Absolutely insane. And we're in a position where it is very easy to say there is no chance anybody is catching the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference. The Celtics have won 80% of their games. We have an 8.5 game lead over Cleveland and Milwaukee. After that, it is an absolute crapshoot. Celtics have a 13-game lead over the 4th-place Knicks, the 5th-place 76ers, and a 13.5-game lead over the Orlando Magic at 6th. So the Celtics are an absolute wagon, have won 11 straight, and their scoring differential continues to skyrocket as they continue to just blow the doors off of teams. That's where we're going to wrap things up. What a beautiful night of basketball, or matinee game of basketball for this Boston Celtics team. Absolutely demolishing the Golden State Warriors. If you haven't done so already, guys, make sure to follow me on Twitter at NBA Celtics Guy. Share the podcast with a friend. If they are obsessed with the Celtics as much as you, tell them to give Boston Celtics Game Day Recap a listen. Have a great night, Celtics fans. Yeah. We'll talk soon. You couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics? Who